Good morning and welcome back. It's Rosie with Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Reardon Mansion State Park in beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. We've got my wife, sweet Jennifer, back in the studio. She'll be call screening for the duration of the morning. If you'd like to call in and join the conversation, you're certainly welcome to at 1-888-767-4348. And Romy is over in the CAF radio studios. He'll be taking the 8 o'clock outdoor living section, and I'll be driving over there and joining him for the rest of the broadcast through 11 o'clock. So glad you're here. Hope we can do something to lift your spirits and melt away the anxieties of home ownership, home remodeling, or home maintenance right here at Rosie on the House. Here with Sasha Siskinen of the Reardon Mansion. We're talking a little bit about the families that lived here. Two brothers married two sisters, built a 13,000 square foot duplex, and there's a common area in the middle and then the private quarters on either end.
Yes.
And how many, I mean, there's room for 20 kids here. How many kids actually grew up here?
Michael and Elizabeth had five kids on their side. Tim and Caroline only had two daughters on theirs.
Okay. Now, how long did family actually live in this house?
There were people living in this house till 1985.
Oh, until it was a state park?
Yes, even as it was a state park. It opened in 83, but Blanche, one of the daughters, Michael's oldest daughter, she was still living in the west side of the house, and the deal was she could keep living there until she passed away, and then the house would turn over to state parks.
Wow. So it's the Craftsman architectural style?
Yes.
The architect that designed El Tovar up at the Grand Canyon was recruited to also design this house.
Yes, his name is Charles Whittlesey, and he was building hotels for the railroad. So he was in town working on El Tovar, and he actually had a question about wood for the hotel. And so he wrote to the brothers at their lumber mill to ask them about this question, whether the wood would work for El Tovar. And they wrote back and said, oh, hey, while you're in town, do you mind designing us a house?
Well, isn't that interesting? And a lot of people, me included, thought Mary Coulter designed El Tovar.
Right. She had a part in it. I believe Whittlesey designed the structure, and Mary Coulter did the interior design at El Tovar.
Interesting. Okay. So I was talking a bit before the break about the innovative techniques that they used in putting this house together, and the siding is one innovative way. They had the sawmill, they cut conventional framing like 2x4s, built the walls, and then applied the siding to make it look like log cabin. That gives them a tighter air fit. It allows them to insulate the wall cavity. Of course, we weren't running any electric.
Actually, they were.
Really?
Yes. They put in all the modern conveniences for 1904.
Wow.
So they had electricity. No outlets, of course, but they had the light bulbs.
Okay.
And it was the knob and tube.
Knob and tube. And indoor plumbing?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Indoor plumbing and hot and cold running water.
Now, the hot water in particular is one of the more innovative things that they did. I thought somebody was pretty clever the way they engineered that. Why don't you describe the domestic hot water system at Reardon Mansion?
Yeah, they brought actually their original stove from their first house in town, put it in this house. So the stove in there is actually older than the house. You'll see that on the tour if you come. And they added a hot water heater right to the stove. So it was a coal stove and a big 30-gallon tank attached to the stove. And then the piping could get the water to the bathrooms.
So as long as you're warming the stove up to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're warming up the hot water for the showers and the tubs.
Yep.
That's absolutely ingenious. Well before any solar was utilized, for sure. Now, how about some of the other components of the house as well? We've talked about the siding. We've talked about the hot water distribution. I didn't realize that there was a knob and tube electrical system. That sparks all kind of questions in my mind, is where was the electrical generation station and what was it? How was that fired?
The Reardons actually started the first electric power company in town.
Okay.
From the mill. They would burn that slash that they used for the exterior and generate electricity for the mill. And then it went public and became the town's supplier of electricity.
Wow.
And that was pretty early on. It was in the 1890s, so we got electricity here in Flagstaff pretty early.
That is way early. That's way early. Well, wow, I didn't know that. When did the railroad come to Flag? That's off the talking points, but I always take people off the talking points.
Yeah.
When did the railroad hit Flagstaff?
I believe 1882, the year we were founded, it officially came through. They'd been building it for a couple of years before then, getting that transcontinental line across Arizona.
Talk a little bit about the park itself. What are the hours? When could people come see, and what could they expect to see when they get here?
Yeah, for the summer, we're actually open 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And we open at 9:30 and close at 5. Our tours are on the hour. They're every hour starting at 10. The last one's at 4. And we give hour-long guided tours through the mansion. So the only way to go inside the house is through the guided tour. Costs $10 per adult, everyone 14 or older. And then we have some kids' prices, too. You can, though, visit the grounds and the outside of the house for free. There's no charge for that.
Okay. And, again, that's 7 days a week, 10 to?
9:30 officially to 5 are hours. And then the tours are 10 to 4 every hour.
I mean, you could basically put together a little weekend tour of state parks in northern Arizona.
Yeah.
There's some other great ones just really close. This one that's hanging up here, my wife and I have been to that one.
Homolovi.
And I always want to pronounce it Homolovi. Homolovi, over by Winslow. It's actually a very, very intriguing state park. So you could put a little staycation together where people could come up here. What other state parks have you got? You got Pioneer.
Pioneer's not a state park, but we do sell a combo pass.
Okay.
It's actually run by the Arizona Historical Society, and that's who I work for.
Talk a little bit about, let me let you finish that, and then I want to talk about the partnership you have with state parks and the Historical Society.
Yeah.
That's very unique.
Yeah, and then some other state parks are down in Sedona, Slide Rock and Red Rock State Park, which are beautiful, too. You can go to the creek.
Absolutely. And we don't have time right now before we break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about this unique partnership between the state parks and the Historical Society, because that is the reason we've been able to preserve this particular structure.
Yes.
I guess it not too long ago they were thinking about it was going to close down.
Yes.
So I want to come back and talk about that and other interesting aspects of the home.